Amen. This is a word the Lord just reminded me of today, and probably for a short word, which I'm pretty famous for giving, but not very long-winded, but for a short word, it's really powerful in our lives because we all in some area are praying for breakthrough, right? And this is like the key ingredient in our lives if we want to have a breakthrough. There's three different verses I'm going to share with you. First, in Hebrews 13:15. Through him then, through Christ then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice to praise. That is the fruit of the lips that give thanks to his name. Right? Word continually here is the word dia, where we get diameter from, like a diameter. Word actually means to go across. To go from one side and get to the other side. Right? To break through. To go through. Right? So, if we're going to go through and get to the other side, it is absolutely imperative that we are thanking the Lord in our situation. I was going to read a couple more verses for you. That's just really important. A fruit of the lips that just give thanks to his name is a sacrifice of praise to him. All right, there's a scripture in Ephesians. These are familiar verses. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the Father. So, for all things, we give thanks, right? And here's one of my favorite. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Now we already have for everything, now in everything. Give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Right? Pretty black and white there. You want to know God? What's God's will for me today? In everything, give thanks. For everything. And the next verse is real important because it goes along with this and we kind of miss it. Do not quench the Spirit. There's probably nothing more in our lives that quench the moving of the Holy Spirit or the moving of the Spirit of God than when this isn't taking place. If I start there, in all things, for all things, I'm thanking the Lord. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you in this situation. I thank you for this situation. Right? For something about that, it helps us, or it launches us, to get across to the other side. Because if I'm not giving thanks, what am I doing? I'm complaining. And I'm griping. And I'm, you know, like all of my girls say, to this day, it's not fair, you know. Three girls, y'all pray for me, okay? I'm getting fussed out every day about something. But just think of our lives, like the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of the lips, this fruit that comes out of my mouth that gives thanks to his name. So I've seen in my own very life when I needed the Lord to intervene. I needed the miracle working God. What an awesome song to play for me. Well, if I have a murmuring heart and I'm a complaining heart and I'm, you know, which just leads to frustration and anger, I'm quenching the Spirit in my life. You understand, when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, it says he came like a dove, right? If you know anything about doves, if you ever hunted them, you can't sneak up on them. You know, they're real, not flighty, what's the word? Skittish, you know? And the Holy Spirit's like that a lot, you know? When he lights on us, you know, if he finds us in a place, and this is my life, if I'm just fussing about doing it anyway, but I'm fussing about it on the inside, he just kind of, you know? He doesn't leave or forsake me, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. But I quench his moving in me. So if I want His moving in me, in my life, which we all do, then it's something real simple. Because see, when you give thanks to His name, and part of that verse in Hebrews that I read to you has to do with His sovereignty. What the fruit that gives thanks to His name is I'm acknowledging how sovereign He is, how good He is, how loving He is, right? Understanding that He would not do anything harmful to me, plus He's going to work all things together for my good. That's what I'm saying to you. Lord, You're going to work this together. You're sovereign. You know, You're in this. Thank You, Lord. Thanks for this situation. So I've really thanked my way out of a lot of situations, y'all. I've thanked my way out of a lot of trouble. Because I know, where do I start? Where do you start? Well, this is, I love how it says, I love it that he put it in Thessalonians. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We start there. I know that's God's will. Right? And then, you know, and I'm taking to a story. Running back for Alabama, Saran Stacy, y'all knew him years ago. There was a tragic car accident that took several lives of his children, you know. And in the midst of that, what really set him free was he started thanking the Lord. Now that's a tough one, right? But he knew that was God's will for him in Christ Jesus. Lord, You're in control. They belong to You. I release them up. All that that means. So sometimes, Jesus makes everything real for me, simple, for a reason. You know, we're sheep for a reason, right? And that's simple. Start there. Start giving thanks. In, for, continually. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.